Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've talked to a number of you and gotten to know you. I think it's important to tell you right now, though. You guys may, like, individually feel a little broken, but you guys won.
We attack our fellow citizens as traitors if they're born in another country or they don't look like us. And God help us.
Yeah, what does acting without acting mean?
It just means that, you know, you don't want to see the actor at work.
Right.
You want to hide the technique. It's acting. It's doing the job. It's the craft. So you hide the actor's effort.
But he's still acting.
Yeah, of course you're acting.
Right.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There is a reason that Nancy Pelosi is the most disliked elected official in America.
It's clear at this point that Nancy Pelosi has cherry-picked the members to serve on this committee.
Hate us because they ain't us.
That's not what it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. They hate us because we is us, and what we is doing is terrible.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moonbats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, we used to do a segment when people read newspapers all the time, and it was standing headlines, headlines you see over and over again. I'm looking at one right now on Fox News Channel. CDC reverses course. How many times have you seen that? CDC reverses mask guidance over variant concerns. Variant concerns. And again, if somebody can direct me to a news story anywhere that tells me how many people have died or how much the death toll is up. And I don't care about cases. You know, what do cases mean? Especially since they've now gotten rid of the test. The PCR test has just been tossed out the window. Why is that? How come that's not getting more publicity? This was what they were relying on for all this time. And now, never mind. Just forget about it. Time now for the chump line.
The official Trump derangement kangaroo court is now in session.
Yeah. That congressman from Northern California that called the Ukraine one the second annual Donald J. Trump impeachment extravaganza. This is the third annual, and it's only been a year and a half. We've had three annual impeachment extravaganzas, and this is the third one coming up now. And now they're crying. Before the people who were charged, like Donald Trump, they were crying because they were making stuff up. And they literally were making stuff up in the Ukraine thing. It all turned out to be fake. Remember all the stuff that turned out to be nonsensical? And it's there, though, in the record book. So now you have such really, really ethical politicians as Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and Jamie Raskin, the Groucho Marx lookalike, another Harvard Law graduate like Schiff. They're the ones that are running this sideshow. And again, these are people who haven't believed anything a cop ever said. They want to defund the police. They hate the police. The police are making stuff up. The police are concocting reasons to stop BIPOC drivers. Now, oh, you guys are wonderful. You're, oh, someone called you a traitor. Oh. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, Joe Biden is a joke on us.
Yes. Do you have that little cut? There was a very weird cut today. He walks away from the podium and then he comes back.
Permission to leave. I haven't checked your numbers. Thank you again.
You heard that right. I have to seek permission to leave. What is he? Does he have like one of those dog collars or something, and they give him a shock if he wanders too far away? Is it in his ear? It's in his ear. That's a... Oh, God. The Trump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the Olympics for what they once were, a quadrennial celebration of sportsmanship and patriotism, completely absent of posing politics and personality, when countries put aside their differences and brought their best to the games.
Nancy Pelosi's January 6th commission is a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a kangaroo court.
Yeah, I think we probably need to... That was a good rendition of Woody Allen's famous statement in Bananas. But I think we need the original one at some point if we can find it.
The new official slogan for government vaccinations is, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?"
Yes. Yes, it is. 413 says, call DCF. That's Department of Children and Families in Massachusetts. On anyone forcing children to wear masks, according to WHO, children don't get it or transmit it. Yeah. Well, that, you know, it wasn't convenient. It's more convenient to pester both the children and their parents by forcing them to wear masks. So that's the follow the science that we're going with today.
I object, Your Honor. This trial is a travesty. It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a sham.
That's what Representative Banks or Representative Jordan would have said today if they had been allowed to sit in on it. This is like a trial where the defense doesn't get any peremptory challenges. The prosecution just gets to put whoever they want on the jury, and it doesn't matter if the jury has been reading the newspapers and is prejudiced to begin with. They're still going to be seated as jurors.
Nothing says quid pro quo like Hunter Biden artwork. It stems from the post-ethical era.
It does. It does. He's as somebody said yesterday, he's Vincent Van Snow. You get it? He didn't even have to chop off his ear.
Charlie Parker here. Let me tell you, I was just on the Amtrak auto train, and they make you wear a mask. I think I'm in love.
Yeah, he has to put on a fake long face when he goes out and announces that he's bringing back all the mandates. And are they gonna force everybody to at weddings to only not slow dance, because that transmits the virus more than a fast dance. Remember that?
AOC, that woman is so sleazy. Her lying comes easily. AOC, can't you see that she's crazy?
Let's play that AOC cut again. You have to hear this a couple of times to really, really appreciate it. This is AOC in Ohio campaigning over the weekend.
Our carceral system that's designed to trap black and brown men?
Our carceral system. How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more must be imprisoned in our carceral system?
If you're no good at lying and no good at crying, you must be a Democrat.
Yeah, sometimes it's best not to put on the phony tears, you know, or save the phony tears and the collapse in the courtroom for when you're actually being sentenced. You know, don't waste it on the first day of this kangaroo court.
At the hearing today, the left was alarmed, claiming the insurrectionists were armed, while ignoring the fact that during the attack, Ashley Babbitt was the only one harmed.
Yeah, one of the cops said that the these people, that these insurrectionists, were very good at concealing weapons. And do I have to point out again that they scoured the grounds afterwards looking for those concealed weapons, and they found nothing? They didn't even find a Swiss Army knife. They found absolutely zero. That's really good concealing of weapons. Were these some of these ghost guns and shadow guns that Biden was talking about last week? Ghost guns evaporated into thin air, apparently.
Howie, Bob Dole calling. You tell Joe Biden to shut his pie hole. Even though Bob Dole is 98 and only has one working arm, Bob Dole could still beat that young whippersnapper at push-ups. Where's the outrage?
Yeah, Bob Dole doesn't have to talk about what a tough guy he is, because he is a tough guy. That's the mark of a tough guy. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to brag.
Social distancing, not a problem for me. I've been socially distancing from the Democrats for years.
Yeah, I know. You know, this is another reason, though, to get HelloFresh. You know, it really is. You don't have the if the masks are coming back, social distancing, the one-way aisles, you want to get your food delivered. You don't want to have to deal with Karens. Life is too short.
Social distancing?
This is not the Delta variant. This is the Democrat variant.
There's only one way to cure this, and that's with mail-in ballots, tens of millions of them, going out in every blue state.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you like to hear more chump line messages that didn't make the version you just heard, tune in or get to Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps are posted. They're the extra chump line messages. They're posted around 7 o'clock Eastern every night, every weeknight. Get your Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the Olympics for what they once were, a quadrennial celebration of sportsmanship and patriotism, completely absent of posing politics and personality, when countries put aside their differences and brought their best to the games.
The official Trump derangement kangaroo court is now in session.
What are they going to impeach him for next? You know, three times isn't going to be the charm here. You're going to need another thing to impeach him for. I wonder. I'm back in New England, and of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I wait to come home to the best, Dr. Bruce Houghton. I've said it before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all these new protocols since the virus, but I have enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place. Many of these new devices put you in a state of total relaxation when you're getting work done on your teeth. It's really more pleasurable to get your teeth worked on now than it was before the panic began, believe it or not. If you put off your dental care for the last year and a half or so, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gums, you're not going to be happy. And the longer you wait, the more painful it's going to be and the more expensive it's going to be to get everything fixed. For any kind of dental work you might need, from complete reconstructive work to veneers to anything else, Perfect Smiles can do it all for you, and they do it in the best way possible. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy. It's right off the main drag in Nashua, New Hampshire. They have free parking, plentiful parking. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles, and that's why I book my appointments way out. Give them a call today at 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my before and after video at perfectsmiles.com. Call them today, and don't forget to let them know Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
We used to be, when I first got here as a U.S. Senator, actually 3.5 decades ago, we invested more money, R&D.
In a 3.5 decades. It was a little longer than that, Joe, okay? 3.5 centuries ago is more like it. Good Lord.
Split the difference, say 150 years ago.
We have that, too. Do you have that cut? Yeah. No, we got all these cuts. There's just too many of them. I finally did the column catching up. As time goes on with these Joe Biden cuts, it just becomes more and more a case of, here's some Joe's greatest hits, and they just go down. There's no need to set them up. You know, everybody knows what they are. So that's what I did. And some of them I just had to just list the words that he was screwing up. There's so many of those as well. Anyway, wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you go along with any new mask guidance?
I will go to Florida. That's the mandate I'm going to take.
94% say they're not going to go along to get along.
978 says, bring on these mask mandates. I got a house for sale in Florida, and every time one of these headlines appears, the price of my house goes up another 50 grand. I know the problem is, I hope you got multiple houses in Florida, because how are you going to be able to afford to buy the replacement house the way prices are going? That's the downside of this crazy real estate market in the free states. By the way, did you see that Barbara Boxer, the ultimate politically correct moonbat senator, ex-senator from California, was assaulted yesterday in Oakland, in the Bay Area? And I'm glad she's not hurt or anything like that, but she was assaulted and robbed of her cell phone yesterday in Oakland, Colorado. The assailant, who fled on the scene in a waiting vehicle, pushed 80-year-old Boxer in the back and stole her cell phone, her son, attorney Douglas Boxer, confirmed. You know, and again, I'm glad she's not hurt or anything like that, but I mean, that's what they always say, you know, a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. She's the ultimate liberal, right? I mean, she was in, what's that show with Larry David? Curb Your Enthusiasm. She was a guest star in that. I mean, that's how, you know, that's a piece, that's a funny show, but it's PC, and she was in it. And during the run up to the first Gulf War, they decided, should we let the people who are opposed to the war have as much time as they want? And the two that were leading the charge to stop George H.W. Bush, I guess, at the time, they were in the House. She was in the House before she was in the Senate, were Barbara Boxer and Joe Kennedy. Joe Kennedy Jr., the guy who set his sons on fire one of his sons on fire with the fireworks. And they were thinking, should we let these people have a lot of time on TV? And they said, if it's Barbara Boxer and Joe Kennedy who are making the anti-war statements, by the time they finish, everyone in the country will be for going into Iraq. And that's what they did. I mean, because that's the kind of elitist she was and is. And now she's been mugged. I said, why would you do this to a grandma? Like these kids who are mugging her give a bleep whether she's, they wouldn't care if she was Mother Teresa. I was yelling at the kid as he was running with my phone. I said, I want to call my grandkids. Why are you doing this? He could care less. She's 80 years old and she's just learning this. He got in the car, but I hope he has some guilt. Oh, boy. Will you ever learn anything, Barbara Boxer? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 207 says, is the phrase I'm a grandmother synonymous with do you know who I am? I guess it sort of is. 617.
Do you know who I am?
What happened to Boxer? I don't think it's a crime in California if the cell phone is worth less than $950. I think that is the law, that if you can steal anything you want, but maybe this was a violent crime since they pushed her. They've offered a $2,000 reward, but you know, I'm sure that the Utes will get no bail if they'll be released on personal recognizance if they are caught. 781, she said, why are you doing this to me and not some Trump supporter? And they said, we're in Oakland, ma'am. There's a real shortage of Trump supporters here in the Bay Area. That's Senator Boxer to you, as she reminded that general. That's right, she did. I do remember that. A couple of people have mentioned that on the internet. 844-500-4242. Who said a Republican is a Democrat who's been mugged? The way I always heard it was a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. But it's the same thing, basically. So, again, I'm glad she's okay. I just think it's rather ironic, though, that, finally one of these libs from the Bay Area has actually been affected. You know, because, I mean, Pelosi, Newsom, Zuckerberg, London Breed, the mayor, none of them really have to pay the price for all this nonsense that they've presided over creating. But it was only a matter of time until one of them was the victim of a senseless street crime, as they always say. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Good evening, Mr. Carr. It's an honor, sir. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to know what Dr. Fauci has above Mangla. That's number one. Number two, this insurrection, half of those D.C. police, I don't think they've ever passed a donut shop.
Stop it. In a hearing like this, they're going to go with their best stuff on day one. And I don't think it did anything. And I think that's one reason why the CDC mandate or this change has come out, because this was not going to affect any of the plummeting Biden polling numbers. People know this is BS. And so now they're going to try to, I mean, they, I think most people know that, what the CDC is doing today is BS as well, but, this affects people directly. This is not like some kind of, academic, exercise like this hearing is, where nobody cares about it. Jim Jordan had Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, from Ohio and Indiana, respectively. They're the ones who were supposed to be on the committee that Kevin McCarthy appointed, because they would have asked tough questions. Like, they would have said, why haven't we found out who killed Ashley Babbitt? And, why? And we'll go through some of these questions here. But let's just play what Jim Jordan said, which I think is the most telling point of all. Cut six.
It's all driven by what happened last summer, where Democrats normalized anarchy, normalized political violence, raised bail money for the very rioters and looters who destroyed small businesses, attacked innocent civilians, and maybe most importantly, attacked police officers. When you spend a year talking about defunding the police and actually defund the police, it's kind of hard to have more police here on January 6th like they should have done.
And the person responsible for the Capitol Police, who ultimately is the boss of the Capitol Police, is the Speaker of the House. That would be Nancy Pelosi. So she's running a hearing to see who's responsible. And the people who are going to ask the real questions have been thrown off the committee. As Steve Scalise, this is what Steve Scalise said. He was popular for like 10 minutes with the woke mob because he said, I'm going to get a vaccine after all. Oh, a responsible Republican. He's flip-flopped on the vaccines. But then he came out and said this. So he's again a deplorable. Cut one.
You know, for weeks now, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks have been raising some very tough questions. Questions that need to be answered about why Speaker Pelosi didn't make sure that Capitol Police had all the tools they needed to be prepared for that day. Now, maybe because they were raising those questions, they got canceled by this new cancel culture that we see moving throughout the country, led by Speaker Pelosi and a lot of our socialist allies here in Congress, where they want to shut out voices that raise tough questions that they don't want to be asked or answered.
That's a good way to put it. They were canceled by cancel culture. This was just another way of canceling the opposition, the loyal opposition, as they used to call it. This is, again, Jim Jordan from Ohio on the lack of security at the Capitol last January 6th, raising the questions that needed to be raised at this at these hearings and of course, won't be. Cut five.
Why don't they want to answer the fundamental question, which is why wasn't there a better security posture on that day? Let me just read from a news account from February this year. Pelosi's office had previously impressed upon the Sergeant of Arms, Paul Irving, that the National Guard was to remain off Capitol grounds. Irving told House Administration the discussion centered around the, quote, optics. Why were the Democrats so concerned about the optics? Why were they so concerned about how it would look?
And this is Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, likely the next speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Cut three.
Two questions for this entire committee should be, why were we so ill-prepared for that day? And how can we make sure this never happens again? And that's what should drive the committee.
But instead, they want to pretend that they're crying. And let's have a little bit of Adam Schiff. I don't think we're going to need the whole Adam Schiff minute. We won't need a minute. I think about 15 seconds will suffice, Taylor. Cut 10.
God help us. And if we're so driven by bigotry and hate that we attack our fellow citizens as traitors,
like he's
if they're born in another country,
for three
or they
years.
Don't look like us.
He's so broken up, you'd think his friend Ed Buck had been convicted in West Hollywood of killing those gay black hustlers with overdosing them with methamphetamines. He's crying. Puts Smokey Robinson wrote a song about. But he wasn't the only clown who was shedding the tears of a clown. There was Adam Kinzinger, the Pelosi Republican, as McCarthy called him yesterday, from Illinois. Let's have a little bit of him weeping the buckets. Cut number nine.
Thank you to our witnesses. I never expected a day to be quite as emotional for me as it has been. I've talked to a number of you and gotten to know you. I think it's important to tell you right now, though. You guys may, like, individually feel a little broken. You guys all talk about the effects you have to deal with.
Wait till the election next year.
You know, you
year,
talk about
Kinzinger.
The impact of that day. But you guys won.
Uh-huh.
You guys held. You know, democracies are not defined by our bad days.
He's going to have a bad day on election day. Probably primary election day if he even decides to run again for another term. Good Lord. 844-500-4242-781 says, another story you will not see on CNN or Network News, Barbara Boxer mugged in progressive Oakland. Yeah, you know what? You probably won't. You probably won't. 844-500-4242. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me again. So the faux plague is back. Very dangerous vaccines they're trying to force on us. Howie, this is all just a distraction. they're just trying to distract from the fact that President Trump won in a landslide. These audits are about to come out. Now Wisconsin is jumping into the fray. So we have at least four states now that are really on this. We are going to find out as a country that this was an absolute blowout. He's the real president. This whole cabal, they're just trying to escape this. I think they're running for their lives.
But, you know, he's I hate to say it, Tim, though, he's not going to be installed as president. You know, I mean, that's just not in the cards. I mean, elections have been stolen in the past, and they'll probably, unfortunately, be stolen in the future. And it's just one of those things. But you're right. I mean, this is a distraction. I think it's more of a distraction from just the disastrous policies that they've imposed on the American people, that they're in the process of destroying what was the strongest economy of our lifetimes. And, you know, I think Trump was mentioning it yesterday, that now we had energy independence in this country, and now they're having to negotiate with OPEC to get more oil to be brought in. I mean, we're negotiating with countries that are at best unstable, and at worst are hostile to our interests and the interests of the entire free world in the West. Why would we shut down our own energy independence? It makes absolutely no sense, except as a way of saying bleep you to Donald J. Trump. But they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. It's like, it's like basically doing away with the laws in California and not thinking that one of their own was eventually going to suffer the consequences. And Barbara Boxer won't be the last one to suffer the consequences of these insane so-called reforms, where they don't prosecute anybody and there's no bail for anybody, and you just open the door. Gavin Newsom says he wants to invite everybody from the world into move to California, even though they can't support themselves, even though they have diseases, even though they don't speak English, even though they don't want to work. He wants to bring them all in. Guess what's going to happen? There's going to be more 80-year-old grandmas assaulted at best. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse. Yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easier to use.
I bet Barbara Boxer could have handled one of these. Sure could have used one.
She sure could have used one. Yeah. Because he grabbed the cell phone, but she still could have come up with the equalizer out of her purse. The taser is an equalizer. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and to send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Plus Pulse or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
But I think it's more likely we're going to end up, if we end up in a war, a real shooting war with a major power, it's going to be as a consequence of a cyber breach of great consequence. And it's increasing exponentially the capabilities.
Well, at least we'll have a guy like Winston Churchill in charge. Yikes. This was Brett Hume last night on Fox News. Cut 18.
The man obviously had lost his train of thought and couldn't recover it.
and stammered around for a little while. These are signs of senility, which is a common thing in elderly people, and Biden, like me, is certainly elderly. But I think it's becoming increasingly obvious that this is the case.
That's why they don't want you to hear these sound cuts that we play every day on the air. Cut 19, too.
I can't believe that people who see that, who are not already committed to him in one way or another, or committed against him, don't look at that and find it alarming. That, you know, at a time when their worries are increasing, and there's the polling showing that, you know, the pessimism in the country is increasing, and they see the President of the United States losing his train of thought and unable to blurt out a coherent answer to a question. It's, I think people find it disturbing and makes them wonder about the future.
Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. That's the message from the mainstream media, from the alt-left networks and cable channels. They're not going to play any of these cuts. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Howie. You know, I heard you mention earlier about the chain of command that went to Pelosi that day, and six requests went up the chain of command.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's something that everybody's missing about this. On January 3rd, 3 days leading up to it, Iran had put out a threat of retaliation for the killing of Soleimani. They knew it. The CIA knew it. The feds knew it. Everybody knew it. Security should have been tripled, if anything, because they said they were going to take off the head of the snake. So I'll tell you right now, nobody's mentioning it down there, but she should have had triple, quadruple security on that building that day.
You know, she can't answer anything. You know, they've been asking, you know, how many aides at the White House, how many aides in Pelosi's office have tested positive for COVID-19 since the meeting with the flea baggers from runaway legislators from Texas. And didn't she say, what business is that of yours? Can you imagine Trump saying something like that? I mean, Trump would wise off to people, but he would never say, what business is that of yours? And and she gets away with it. Nobody says boo to her. I mean, she's just a nasty, nasty person and always has been and is getting nastier as she gets older. Thanks for the call, Mike. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks for taking my call. A couple of things. I've noticed watching the news media last night on CNN and Fox Today is wall-to-wall coverage of just talking about the unvaccinated and how dangerous they are. And there was one doctor on there that made the false claim, totally false, that the COVID vaccine is one of the top 10 killers of children in the United States.
That's a complete lie, Dan. How can the host let him get away with that? It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. First time, long time.
Thank you.
I'm compelled to call. My concern, and it's deep, is that our country is being led into, the only thing I can call it is irrationalism. And irrationalism, not conservatism, liberalism, whatever, it marks a... Irrationalism is a real political theory. It's happened in the past, and I believe it's happening now. And we're really in a critical time right here, our nation, where we've been through a lot, and we are the greatest nation. That's why everybody wants to be here. But we're being challenged, you know, the Chinese, they wouldn't allow the stupid talk to exist. They would just have clamped down on it. They don't allow their citizens to have such a nonsensical talk.
Well, I mean, you know, we do want freedom of speech, but I mean, we're veering away from freedom of speech too. And you know, the educational system, the Chinese are teaching their young people science and math and engineering, and our kids are being told that math is racist. That you have to learn critical race theory, which is that white people are evil and that blacks are victims. And we're not going to be able to compete very well in the years to come if that's what our kids are learning while the Chinese are learning something that's valuable. I'm Howie Carr.